Yo, what's goody? It's King C's, man. I know it's been a long time coming. We back at it, man. What's going on, man? I ball forever. Ball is life. And, yeah, man. Sorry about the long delay. This season, we was trying to come a lot better for y'all with our presentation and studio, things of that nature. It's a little bit slow right now. It was getting some momentum, but then the momentum stopped because everybody just had things going on. You know, the producer, Ted, you know, he just moved with his family. Got a lot of some stuff going on. Twine just moved himself. So he was doing some stuff and dealing with some stuff. Ace Willie. So we just had some stuff going on, but schedules changed and things are getting back in motion. I should have been still recording, but things was just changing around here. But this hell, the rest of the half of the season, the playoffs, we're going to kick it in, go hard, do what we got to do. I did record something earlier this season, like a couple episodes actually, and I lost them. So that was another thing. I had at least two or three episodes at the beginning of the season just to hold y'all through for this, but they ended up, for some reason, I think it was my old phone, they ended up getting deleted or corrupted and just lost them. But we back in the motion. It's a lot of shit to talk about, a lot of things going on in the league. My Lakers ain't looking good. It's just bad this year, yo. Real bad for my Lakers, my Laker boys. But new stars are rising. Memphis out there, you know, Suns is out there. Some boys doing some things out there. The East wide open. Brooklyn ain't seeing the success that they would like to see, even though they are still one of the top teams in the East. Yeah, it's just been a lot going on, man. I want to know, you know, what y'all been thinking in regards to this season as well. You know what I mean? Definitely hit some comments and shares below. And just let me know how y'all feeling about this season. Who y'all think gonna take it all? Who y'all think will win the East? Who y'all think will win the West? Who y'all MVP? But we can get right into it, you know, and break down some stuff. As far as news and things like that that's been going on in the league been kind of quiet. It's been kind of like just steady. Nothing really major going on that's outside of the lines, which, like I say, I always love about the NBA. They keep their shit in house and they try to make sure that everybody is on the same page when it comes to that bullshit. So they've been doing good with that and keeping it real quiet and just keeping everything in between the lines and not outside the lines. So shout out to them for that. Teams is managing their players well, you know, they just definitely managing their players well. And I think just a new breed of players, they love the game. They love the game. It's like the love of the game is, it's always been there. But the youth has picked it up. The youth has definitely like grasped that understanding of the love of the game. And, you know, the game, as far as how it's going to go, whether people going to be shooting from half court like Steph Curry all the time, and or we going to be, you know, mid-range assassin people. I think, I don't think it's going to, how can I say, over time, you'll see the numbers. It'll change dramatically as far as like three-point shots being shot more than it was in the past, things of that nature. That's just a given. But as far as how the youth play, from what I see, it's all about skill, and it's all about having multiple things in your bag, not just one thing in your bag. At least the lead players, they do. They have multiple things in their bag. You know, they can shoot from the outside and they can go inside, and they got a little mid-range. And I think it's something that you should all have. You should all have that incorporated in your bag. It's just a necessity to have at least an understanding or like I can get a bucket either one of these spots on this court, inside, mid range, long range. You know what I mean? And it's just something that you got to work on, just constantly work on. You don't get better at it unless you put the time in the gym. It's just what it is. And I see the young people, they put the time in the gym, the ones that want it. So shout out to y'all, young men, young women out there that want it. Y'all go get that bag, man. Y'all go get that. Get what y'all want. You know what I mean? That's what life is about. Going out there and go chase your dreams. Chase them. Go chase them. Go get it. Shout out to my homie Ace. What we gonna do for y'all until everything is complete, and we in the middle of a snowstorm right now. We gonna do IG for the video. And then once we got all the studio stuff situated, we gonna start, you know, hitting y'all at the top of the head with the studio stuff, and the visuals again. We was getting, you know, nice with the edits and stuff like that towards the end of last season. We was learning a lot. As we go, we learn, you know. So just vibe with us, man. We gonna keep rocking, man. I appreciate y'all. I see y'all be, you know, still checking out even the old episodes and checking out the last episode from last season. So I appreciate that shit, man. That's real talk. As far as games last night, we can go over the games last night. Games last night, Lakers won 99-94 to the Trailblazers. AD had a good game, 30 points. Russ had a decent game, 9 points and almost a triple-double. Melo had like 24. Nets lost to the Kings, 101-12. Nuggets lost to the Jazz, 104-108. Thunder won against the Mavericks, 120-114. Cavaliers, surprising team, 31-21 this year. They lost against the Rockets. And then the Grizzlies got another dub under their belt going against the Knicks, man. Knicks kind of falling down over there on the east side. Grizzlies kind of rising up on the west side. Let's see what the stats was for this Grizzlies and Knicks game. It looked like your boy Ja had another decent night. 23 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists. Jaren Jackson Jr., 26 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist. Steven Adams, 13 rebounds, 2 points, and 4 assists. Julius Randle looked like he was the rebound leader for the Knicks and the assist leader with 9 assists, 12 rebounds, and 18 points. Evan Fournier dropped 30, but it wasn't enough. We also got some contributions from RJ. He dropped 23. Emmanuel quickly dropped 11. They ain't really getting too much scoring and from nobody else. Mitchell Robinson dropped 14, but that wasn't much. I like the Grizzlies. They got a little bit of scoring from a little bit of everywhere, somewhat. But, you know, the Knicks kind of falling off a little bit. They got some injuries. I think that D. Rose injury definitely hurt their rotation and how they're moving and how everything was going. Because, I mean, to be honest, man, I'm going to be honest with y'all. He came in there dogging when he came off the bench. And then they had a little burst from Kemba, a little life energy from Kemba. But I don't know what happened with that. It just kind of fizzled out. They didn't take advantage of that momentum that he brought. And just keep riding that wave. So, I don't know, man. The Knicks, they need it in the league. That whole area, as far as that fan base, is definitely needed for the playoffs and things of that nature. So, hopefully they get it together. They 24-28 right now. 4 games out of 500. Lakers, 3 games out of 500. Let's talk about it, man. Lakers. Just disappointed, but at the same time, can't blame it too much on anybody specifically. Defense is just bad. Couldn't get healthy. Lost AD for a chunk of the season. Then right when AD come back, we lose Bron for a couple of games this season. Surprising pickups from this year. Malik Monk, I already knew he had game, but that boy, I didn't know he had game like that. What he remind me of? A young J.R. Smith, young killer. go get you a bucket and can peel that thing from outside. That's what Malik Monk, and he could jump out the gym. He really remind me of a J.R. Smith. Like, no cap, he remind me of J.R. Smith. He really does. Like him. I like the young kids that they signed. They hungry. The two young guys, they definitely hungry. They go out there and go get it. They definitely needed it for the defense, because the older players on the defensive end, they would get some stats, like a couple steals in here right there, but you could tell throughout the game, it's the details of certain little shit they were still getting just ran through. I hate to say it, they do be putting Melo on the island out there sometimes. Now he do get blocks and steals and stuff like that, but like the way they do it, they put him on a pick and roll, and then he has to pick up on that pick and roll, and he can't move his feet as quickly as the young boys off the pick and roll. But he's still smart, so he like still can get some blocks, defensive stops there and there, get a couple steals and stuff like that, because the IQ is there. So he gonna still give you something on the defensive end like he did last night. But at the same time, it's one of those things where if another team knows how to use it right, they can abuse it. So they can use it, they can abuse it if they know how to use it. And I've seen some games this year. I pretty much watched almost every game of the Lakers this year. That's basically what the better teams do. They set him off of pick and roll, and as soon as after pick and roll, the other player attacks. And he can either split that defense or make a move real quick on Melo and get a bucket or two. And they just rinse and repeat that shit. Like, I've seen the game where they just rinse and repeat that shit like multiple drives down the lane until, you know, they switched up on the defense and end. Brian been playing out his mind, keeping up his greatness as he always does. You know, the 30 balls, dropping them. He was leading the league in the 30 balls. I don't know if he's still leading them. I know Joel is right under him for 30 balls. Most 30 balls this year so far. So, you know, Brian, I keep it up. He got a sore knee right now. The news that I heard yesterday from me digging around. But it's just still sore. He had a little swelling after that Brooklyn game. So, just wanted to just rest it out, give him some time, get some treatment, get it back right, take his time coming back. He did have a heavy loaded game, I think, before the Brooklyn game, one of them games where it was before the break, one of our recent breaks, and he had put up almost like 40 minutes in that game. So, you know, just follow the time, man. 37, dog. You know what I mean? You gotta pick your spots. This ain't the spot to go into full motion right now. It's halfway through the season. I say 15, 20 more games after that. Go ahead, ramp that shit all the way up. Go hard. I feel like the Lakers got a shot to come back in the second season if they can get healthy and make a run towards at least that fourth, fifth seed. They're not getting past that fourth seed, third seed, though. Too far, too many games behind. But they can get at least that fifth seed if they get on a nice streak, 10-game winning streak, maybe. Fourth seed, possibly, if they can keep it up and keep their defense up. What I feel that they should do is play Dwight in the middle, let Brown run the point, let Westbrook be two, AD out there, and Monk out there. And go to work, man. Put some points up. Get some buckets. Have Melo come off. Get the six man. Get some buckets. Because the teams is just scoring, outscoring y'all. That's basically what it's coming down to. You know, they're just outscoring them. And I don't know what happens with their defensive front sometimes in the paint. It just is null and void sometimes. It's like not there. JaVale was definitely missed in that area. So shout out to JaVale, man. Mr. Pierre three times. Shout out to him, man. We definitely miss him and need him back. You see what he doing. He going crazy where he at. And being real successful over there where he at. So Yeah, it's definitely needed. Everybody else, you know, Ariza, Autumn, they just coming back from injuries. None still hurt, you know, so it's, you know, his availability hasn't even been there to even see what he's capable of doing for us. Bradley has been playing well. Avery Bradley, definitely like that. Bazemore, I heard, is about to get traded here soon or be looking for a trade. Taylor Horton Tucker was on the trading block not too long ago. They were looking for something, an impact player, but it's really not nobody on the block. Or on the trading block, really, that makes sense for, I think, a 2022 or 27 first round pick. Taylor Horton Tucker and Kendrick Nunn, and they wanted something for it, but it just ain't nobody on the block right now. I also heard that they was trying to get Paul Millsap. Off of him getting bought out of his contract, if they create a roster spot, so it's possible if they create a roster spot, but we never know. Who else is hot? The Suns blazing, going crazy. Second 10 game winning streak of the season, doing their thing. Can't say much. Anything else, you know, about that, but they just locked in. Chris Paul see an opportunity and he is not trying to waste that. He's seen what he was able to do last year, even the year before. Chris been knocking at this damn championship door the last 3 or 4 years. He's been knocking, boom, boom, boom. Like, let me in, bruh. Let me in, bruh. And I think he just see it. As long as he just stay locked in, don't do nothing crazy. Don't do nothing crazy. Don't get hurt. Been healthy the last 2-3 years, just all the way through the season for the most part. A little knacks in here, a couple games off, but just stay locked in. Booker, from his experience of losing last year, he gonna know what to do this year. He ain't gonna lose another one if he get an opportunity against a decent team. That they definitely have an opportunity. They don't have no weaknesses. Like, they got a big man, they got a killer on the outside, they got a baby Kobe, they got a they got an elite point guard. I mean, they really just don't got no weaknesses. They got a decent bench. They rebound. They play defense. They move the rock. They score. I mean, they just do their thing. So, yeah, Suns is just legit. They're a problem. And this year, don't let them get up on you in a series. It's over. It ain't gonna be none of that coming back. Don't let them get up on you in the series, bro. I'm just telling y'all, they not gonna let that shit go. Not the Suns. They coach too well right now. Also the Warriors back. They got Klay back. Draymond on his way back. Steph been doing his thing. He had a dry January. Definitely had a dry January. Was shooting poorly in January, but bounced right back not too long ago with a little beef in Houston with the youngin. Daily star. I can't even think of his name right now. What's his name? You know, I like that man too. I like him. I like him a lot. Jalen Green. Yeah. Shout out to Jalen Green. I like Jalen, man. Hey, shifty, long, fast, quick step, super bouncy. You know what I mean? Pistol. Jalen the truth, bro. Hey, Jalen Green, that boy the truth. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I like him. His game is real nice. He cover up so much space and so little steps, and let little dribbles, and how he's shifty and long at the same time. Like, this man cover up a lot of space and just a couple of moves. Watch him, like, trust me, he gonna be nice. Even Kevin Love and then came back for the Cavs and did their thing. But stepping on topic, Warriors doing their thing. They just had a nice game the other day. They won a game. Poole hit a 3 in the corner for the win. It's dope. And the star players didn't play. And the bench players, you know, stepped up and got the dub. Warriors just coached good. You know what I mean? They was always coached good. You know what I mean? They move that rock. They play that defense a little bit. They elite on offense. And Klay came back like he ain't miss a beat for real. I think him taking his time coming back definitely helped him out. He's in a rhythm. It was like you could tell he already in a rhythm. He a little slow a little bit, but he ain't ever been a fast player anyway, and he just in a rhythm. When they get Draymond back, his steps shooting will increase when Draymond comes back. because Steph's shooting, his setups, 50-60% of it, maybe even 70% of it, is off of Draymond's picks, screens, rolls, you know what I mean? Like, how he set them up. It's always, you know, give and goes, stuff like that. Like, it's how he set them up. And him and just Curry, they just mesh well together on the court like that. So, you know, Warriors going to be all right. It's going to be between them and the Suns and the West. It's just what it is. That's what's going to happen. And I mean, even with the Lakers coming in, they make some noise. They go against somebody in the playoffs, yeah. I mean, it's going to be tough, but I just can't see them beating. I can see them possibly beating the Warriors, but I can't see them beating the Suns right now. Not right now. I can't see it. But we'll see. That's the West, though. You know what I mean? The West is pretty much two elite teams up top. You got the Jazz up there, but Donovan Mitchell just got hurt not too long ago. He done missed like 7 games. They still rolling, but, you know, your star player out. What can you do? That's your star player, period, point blank. So that's just the West in a nutshell. The West in a nutshell is just that. The East, way open. You got Chicago over there going crazy. DeMar been balling out his mind. His partner in crime, you know what I mean, been doing this thing right along with him. They just play good defense. They doing what they supposed to do. You got Brooklyn that's pretty much at the league, one of the top teams in the league. You know, KD, before he got hurt and sprained his MCL, they was pretty much, what, the 1 or 2 seed. So they never went to the 3rd seed until he got hurt. They've been doing their thing. So, I mean, you know, as long as they stay healthy, Harden just came back. Kyrie situation. Oh, that has been one thing that's been outside the lines, the Kyrie situation. I mean, the boy don't want to get vaccinated. The man don't want to get vaccinated. Shit, if he don't want to get vaccinated, he don't want to get vaccinated. It's his body. Let him do what he wants to do. I mean, you can't force something on somebody like that, bro. Like, it's just what it is. You can't trick him into it. You can't. That's his free will. If he don't want nothing in his body that he don't consider to be safe, then do your thing. I ain't mad at you. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that you just can't willingly just be like, huh? You know what I mean? Especially in his situation, especially with how they believe, what they believe, his beliefs, stuff like that. So just let that man rock. And he held out, and he ended up winning. They ended up caving in because they needed him. A lot of people started catching COVID in the league, especially for Brooklyn. It was out of bodies. He's already under contract for millions and millions of dollars. You know, about to just go sign some people out of the street when we got Kyrie. Let's go ahead and give him the away games. You know, so they gave him the away games, as they should have. And he's been doing his thing. And from what I heard is they really wanted him to play home games. They could play home games. He would just have to pay a $10,000 fine. That's nothing. This man makes well over that. Well over that per game. I'm pretty sure he'd be willing to pay the $10,000 out of his game check if he, you know what I mean, if it really, you know, mattered to them. But I think they're going to fold again and let that eventually happen as well, because they're going to need him. And KD, he ain't gonna come back until after the break. He need to take his time as much as he possibly can. He probably healthy now. He probably can play right now. But, you know, nah, just chill out. You know what I mean? Let it rest up all the way. Get right. Don't need no more major injuries on KD. So I think with them, they're gonna be all right. You got Milwaukee out there, still dominating. Giannis still doing what he do. They still got their same unit for the most part. Middleton been balling out for him, alongside with him. They just been doing their thing, man. So, I mean, they're going to be at the top of the seed, top of the line. They're going to be in the Eastern Conference Championship for sure. You got Miami out there. They balling. Tyler Hero balling. Jimmy Butler balling. Bam is balling. They just got to, you know, they you know, they the Heat. You know what I mean? I love the Heat. I love Cushbo. I love Rick Rob, Pat Riley. I love that whole culture. You know what I mean? I love Miami. So, you know, Miami do their thing. They got that shit. They definitely got that shit too. The East is open, man. It could be anybody's this year. Last year was a shot, an extra inch on a foot, or less of it. Yeah, extra inch on the foot costs Brooklyn not to win it. So it's just one of those things, man. That's going to be wide open for open sesame for anybody that can, you know, get a good momentum going into the playoffs and take that momentum and ride it all the way out to the championship, the finals. So we'll see. I can't really call it right now. My guess, I would say Bucks. Because I just don't see the chemistry with Brooklyn ain't there yet. And we just don't know what the situation is with Kyrie. And I just don't know. So with me not knowing the uncertainties of that, and me knowing the certainties that I know that Bucks going to show up and, you know, Giannis going to be out there. Oh, yeah, you know, I got to give it to them as a whole because they're just more of a complete team at this moment. Right now, Philly been balling. That boy Embiid has been going crazy. Got to say he's the current MVP right now. But the MVP at this moment is it's going to fluctuate for the next month or two because every player has, like, these moments where they get in the zone. And that zone will last, sometimes it'll be one game, sometimes it could last you a couple weeks, sometimes it might last you about a month. And just for a month you just go crazy, you just be locked in. So he had one of those these last month and a half, and be been locked in, like super locked in. So we'll see. As far as if he risks, like I said, it fluctuates too much right now. Shout out to Cleveland. They've been balling. Coach Bickerstaff been definitely coaching the boys up. They got a nice young rook. They've been really, like, really, 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 really doing some big things over there. Surprising things, should I say. I ain't gonna say they've been doing big things, but they've been doing some surprising things over there, which is cool. Yeah, they're definitely, like, all right over there. And shout out to Darius Garland, you know. He ain't play last night, but he one of the boys that's definitely, like, on the up and come up. So shout out to him. I like him, man. Seti with where you at? Okay, all right. So yeah, I mean, that's the league right now. We're in a bunch, man. It's pretty, you know, quiet for the most part, but it's vibing. We vibing out. I just wanted to drop something off of y'all real quick. You know what I mean? Just say what's up to everybody. I'm gonna keep this going. I got my workspace and my, you know, new desk and all that stuff. Like, you know what I mean? I got some stuff, man. I'm more comfortable with what I'm doing, so I'm gonna, you know, keep this going. This would be like a morning routine for me, for y'all. Ace Willie will be back. Like I said, we're going to do the shows on some night shit through Instagram Live. Y'all can jump into the show. We're going to invite people in like we was doing recently. Have y'all comment, give y'all opinions on what's going on, and just vibe with y'all, man. I appreciate y'all still listening to us. I appreciate y'all still rocking with us. And it's KCG, man. Let me know what y'all think, man. Who y'all got for winning it out, man? Who y'all got? Shout out to y'all teams, man. Y'all know what it is, man. We by forever, man. Let's go.